The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, we have our beautiful Muballighin with us. Hafiz Kaleem Madani, mashallah, welcome to Hafiz Sahab as well. Abdul Hanan bhai and mashallah Harun bhai with us. We'll start first blessings of Durood-e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, those who love each other for the sake of Allah Almighty, meet and shake hand and recite Durood-e Pak upon me before they separate from each other. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive their past and future sins. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Our topic is Signs of Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal ki nishaniya. Kudrat pe agar ghor kare to charo taraf Allah Ta'ala ki nishaniya hi nishaniya hai. Signs of Allah Almighty. Ye dunya ka system, dunya ka nizam, sun, moon, stars, sari cheeze dekhe. In mein kya kya signs of Allah Almighty hai? Iske hawale se kuch baat karenge inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Quran Pak ke andar kya hai? Ahadees ke andar kya hai? Allah Ta'ala hame جو ہے آج کے یہ جو ہمارا ٹاپک ہے اس سے بہت سارے مدنی پھول لینے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے اور اس کی برکتیں بھی عطا فرمائے انشاءاللہ We start with the recitation of Holy Quran انشاءاللہ پھر کلام دو اور اس کے بعد انشاءاللہ کنٹینیو ہم اپنے پروگرام کو کریں گے انشاءاللہ
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله حسن جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله وكمال حسن حضوره کن گمان نت جہان ہی وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کن گمان نت جہان ہی یہی ہو سخن نہ ہو وہ بیان ہے جس کا بیان نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ خدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر بخدا خدا کا یہی ہے در نہیں اور کوئی مفر جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو جو وہاں سے ہو یہی آ کے ہو
differentiate between truth and falsehood.
Subhanallah.
So these are the sha'airullah explained by the ulama. And also, when you see a believer, a sign of his faith is that he will have respect for the sha'airullah, the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in the Quran, this word has been used, sha'airullah, this term. Allah jalla wa ala says in Surah Ma'idah, verse 2, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuhillu sha'airullah. That all believers do not violate the sanctity of the signs of Allah.
Do not make them lawful means do not dishonor them. And here the ulama, they've differentiated Sha'irullah into a few categories, four in total. They say individuals and things can be included in Sha'irullah. For example, Anbiya alayhim salatu salam are blessed individuals. They are definitely from Sha'irullah, the signs of Allah on earth. After all, they are the greatest of Allah's creation. Allah sent them with a mission, with a message to propagate in the deen. And then things belonging to the Anbiya alayhi salam are also from Sha'irullah. Tabarrukat, so clothing connected to the Anbiya alayhi salam, garments, etc. So these are Sha'irullah. Then the ulama say buildings and places, constructions like the Kaaba al-Musharraf. So it's also from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Maqam Ibrahim,
subhanAllah.
And any such place like that which is mutabarrak, blessings are taken from them. Even the shrines of the awliyaullah, the mazarat of the awliyaullah, rahimahumullah ta'ala, these are also from the signs of Allah. Then you have certain times, special times, which are referred to as sha'irullah. So for example, Islamic month, and in this verse that I recited, Allah Azza wa Jal also says, وَلَا الشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامِ. Do not violate the sanctity of the sacred months. The sacred months are four: Rajab, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. And Sayyidzab, the beauty of this is that even before Islam, the kuffar, the disbelievers, would honor these months. In that, whenever these months would come, they would not fight in them, they would not shed blood in them. So, for Muslims, to a greater extent, we should honor these months, these times as well. Laylatul Qadr, Ramadan Sharif. So, Alhamdulillah, a Muslim has so many opportunities to take advantage of these blessed months and to honor Sha'irullah. And lastly, A'mal, acts of worship, they are also from Sha'irullah. For example, giving the Adhan is considered from Sha'irullah as well. Performing Salah with Jama'ah, this is from the Sha'irullah. Keeping a beard even following the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is from Sha'irullah, the signs of Allah, the signs of Islam as well. So Alhamdulillah, this is the definition of Sha'irullah. I've just touched upon briefly the categories of Sha'irullah. I would like to give one example, inshallah, and then other Muballighin will speak as well. In the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'irillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Safa and Marwa, these mountains, when Hujaj go to the blessed lands of Makkah and they perform Sa'i, they run from Safa to Marwa, total of 7 times. This is also from Sha'irullah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you think about it, a mountain, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is from the signs of Allah. And when you go deeper, and the ulama do go deeper, they say, why is it Sha'irullah? Because the beloved servants of Allah did something there. They carried out something there. And because of that, this place became blessed as well. So I'm just going to mention it briefly. We know Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha, the honorable wife of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, she, in search of water, went from Safa and Marwa.
Allah.
The blessed feet touched that area of land. Because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the entire area from Safa and Marwa blessed, and from Sha'irullah as well. So the raz, the secret behind it, is a beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing a particular amal, searching for water. Allah jalla wa ala loved this act of her so much that the area, the entire area where she carried out this act, also became from Sha'irullah. Another thing, and lastly, this is the last point I'll mention, the ulama say, what do we learn from this? Allah Azza wa Jal declaring Safa and Marwa as Sha'irullah. We learn that it is the sunnah of Allah to preserve the Sha'irullah. So here, 1400 years later, as Muslims, as lovers of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should also preserve these signs. Alhamdulillah, when we had the Uthmani Khilafah and in the Harbain Sharifin, they would preserve all the places where the Prophet would perform nafl.
Allah.
Wherever he would go, they would construct a masjid in that particular area. And they would make it a maqam of ziyarah for the people as well. And this is what we need to do today, and not the opposite, meaning dismantling places that are considered Sha'irullah. So we learn from this, to preserve Sha'irullah is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Kya bade pyare andaaz mein, mashallah, beautifully Hafiz Kaleem bhai explain the signs of Allah Almighty and how we should respect these things. Kyunki ye asal mein jo hai na, ye dilon ki parhezgari hai, ye jo Allah ke nishanon ki ta'zeem hai na,
ये जो भी साइंस ऑफ अल्लाह अलमाइटी है इनकी रिस्पेक्ट करना, इनकी ताजीम करना बेसिकली इज दी पाइटी ऑफ हार्ट। और दीन सारे के सारा अदब नहीं, ये तो वैसे भी अल्लाह की निशानियां हैं, तो इनकी कितनी ताजीम करनी चाहिए, इन मुकद्दस मकामात की, इन शायरुल्लाह जो चीजें हैं जिनके मक्कतुल मुकर्रमा में जाते हैं तो जगह जगह आपको जो ये दिखेंगी, सफा मरवा जाए तो उसके, और इसके साथ साथ जो है आप मुल्तजम की तरफ जाए तो साथ में रुकने यमानी की तरफ जाए तो उसके साथ साथ हजरत इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम कि वो भी इंशाअल्लाह जहाँ पे उन्होंने ये मुबारक कदम थे, अब हजारों साल गुजर गए, अप्रोक्सीमेटली मोर देन 4000 ईयर से भी ज्यादा गुजर गए, कितनी हवाएं आई, कितनी बारिशें आई, कितने फ्लड आए, कितना सैलाब, कितना तूफान, कितना कुछ आया, लेकिन अल्लाह ताला ने जिनको महफूज रखना है वो कदम मुबारक के निशान वैसे ही महफूज है। आप कभी देखे तो सही अल्लाह की कुदरत के नजारे कि अल्लाह ताला ने किस तरह जो है वो कदम आज भी जो है वो ज़ियारत के लिए मौजूद है। हालांकि और क्या ये भी इसके अंदर भी कितने साइंस है कि पत्थर सख्त होता है लेकिन अल्लाह वालों के लिए नरम हो जाता है, और वो निशान जो है रहती दुनिया तक कयामत तक के लिए जो है वो साइंस ऑफ अल्लाह अलमाइटी लोगों के लिए। और फिर दुनिया में नमाज पढ़ते हैं, जगह जगह नमाज पढ़ते हैं, लेकिन फिर वहां पे तो रब ने पढ़ने का हुक्म फरमाया, ये भी कमाल की बात है या नहीं है। तो इनकी जितनी रिस्पेक्ट करेंगे उतनी इंशाअल्लाह आपको बरकत मिलेगी, उतना ईमान भी मजबूत होगा, क्योंकि ये दिलों की परहेजगारी है। हजरत हसन रहमतुल्लाह अलैह का कौल है कि शाइरुल्लाह अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल का दीन है असल में। तो अब जितनी ताजीम करें तो इतना इंशाअल्लाह आपको इसकी बरकतें मिलेंगी। जी अब्दुल रहमान भाई,
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। It's a very important and a beautiful topic about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, knowing about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, witnessing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading or learning about them, it actually strengthens you with iman. It strengthens you with your faith, with your iman, alhamdulillah azawajal. And the more one sees these signs, the more one reads about them, the more one is aware of them, the more stronger he gets with his iman, alhamdulillah azawajal. And you know, what can we talk about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the signs himself when he called him on the journey of Miraj. And the signs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were beyond our imagination, beyond our limits, alhamdulillah, which the signs which the prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam seen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Bani Israel, that glory be to him who took his bondsman by the night from the secret mosque of the Kaaba to Al-Aqsa mosque, around which we have placed blessings in order that we may show him our great signs. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, all-seeing. And this journey itself of the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this was showing of the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the signs. And alhamdulillah azawajal, as believers, we have been shown many signs, whether it's in the form of the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, this is a great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what Hafiz Sahib mentioned and yourself has mentioned, many other places which are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the signs, an open sign, so something which you don't have to study or read, you can physically see with your sight, is the journey of Hajj. Alhamdulillah, this is itself is showing a sign of Allah. You tell me, Sayyid Sahab, in which, you know, which time or season that every year millions of people visit one holy land and then go to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one place, and then them going there in the same state as well, this is also a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, how them people, all the men are dressed in two pieces of cloth and bringing this unity, this strength, having them all to be the same. Obviously, these are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, generally, if you look at around us, Sayyid Sahab, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sky, the heavens, the earth, the sea, the land, everything, you see how it's in order. Everything, the way it's laid out, the whole system which is in place, and it's so perfect. You know, this is definitely showing that the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a creator who is there, who has created this world and put everything in place.
Subhanallah. Koi to hai jo nizam-e-hasti chala raha hai. Agar ek cheez barish kar raha hai, Abdul Habib bhai ka ek clip hai, ki barish kaise hoti hai. कहाँ है वो टैंक, कहाँ है वो चीजें, अगर वो जहाज जैसी बादलों के ऊपर जाता है कोई टैंक नहीं है, लेकिन बारिश कहाँ से बरस रही होती है? कि अगर एक एक चीज पे इंसान अगर अपने ऊपर ही गौर करे तो अल्लाह की कितनी निशानियां उसको नजर आएंगी। एक एक नस, ایک ایک نرو، ایک ایک چیز، جسم کے بال، جسم کے ناخن. اب آپ دیکھیں کہ کس چیز کو کتنا بڑھنا ہے کتنا نہیں بڑھنا ہے، یہ بھی آپ غور کریں تو پھر آپ کو پتا چلے گا کہ واقعی قدرت میں کتنی نشانی ہے. اب اگر آپ اس کو لے لیں، اپنے آئی لیشز کو لے لیں، آئی بروز کو لے لیں، اور داڑھی کے بالوں کو اور سر کے بالوں کو، ادھر بھی بال ہیں ادھر بھی بال ہیں، لیکن اگر آپ غور کریں یہ کتنی جلدی بڑھتے ہیں، یہ نہیں بڑھتے سر. اگر یہ بڑھتے تو زندگی کس طرح مشکل ہوتی. ایک ایک چیز دیکھیں، اگر ناخن، ناخن کے بڑھنے کی رفتار کچھ اور ہوتی، جس طرح بالوں کے بڑھنے کی رفتار ہے. سانس لینے کے حوالے سے آپ دیکھ لیں، بریدنگ کے حوالے سے، سلائیوا کو لے لیں آپ، کہ اگر زیادہ ہو جائے تو زندگی گزارنا مشکل ہے، کم ہو جائے تو زندگی گزارنا مشکل ہے. ایک ایک چیز کس طریقے سے جو ہے وہ کوئی تو ہے جو نظام ہستی چلا رہا ہے. اللہ اکبر. ہارون بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں. جی ہارون بھائی، آپ کیا فرماتے ہیں؟
As I went to overseas school here and stuff, and in school, in lessons like science, we hear about processes and the way in which some of the works of nature happen, like for example pollinization, which is for example how flowers or plants are come about. One bee, it goes into the pollen of another, and then it transfers its nectar and stuff through this way. And then, plants come about. And they try to put this all towards science as well. But if one thinks that behind all this, ultimately, there is a creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts his science in many, many, many different ways. For example, if you also look at the way in which natural disasters happen, one day the ocean is perfectly calm or there's nothing happening. And, the next day you'll have, for example, a tsunami happened or an earthquake happened. Volcanoes erupt, for example. These things happen, in the timing of them, the way in which they happen, it's beyond our comprehension. And it is, if we refer back to the Quran Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions the signs, and they actually explicitly mention the words or the phrase, the signs, and then they link it to those who are intellectual, or those who are aware, those who have taqwa. And you could say one purpose of this is for us to realize, to recognize these signs, and ultimately to get closer to our Lord. We recognize these signs, and as mu'min, as Muslims, we use these to recognize our Lord and the way in which His universe works, and to ultimately get closer to Him. And how do we get closer to Him? To fulfill the purpose of our being, of our living, which is to worship Him, to obey His commands, and to fulfill the obligations that He has given us. And so, like this, we come across many, many different signs from, you could say, birth up until death. And it is upon us to take these signs and to recognize them, to get closer to our Lord Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah. Ji, Abhi sahab.
Ji, Shah sahab, the verse happened by just mentioned, you yourself mentioned as well. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That if you want to judge what level of taqwa you're at, you have to ask yourselves, how much I respect the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran, no doubt, is a sign of Allah jalla wa ala. And alhamdulillah, across the globe, you'll find that Muslims, they revere and respect and honor the Quran, so much so that they will never sit in a place where the Quran is lower than them. Or if somebody has the Quran in their hand, they will never turn their back towards the Quran. These are all examples of showing that respect to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from a young age, alhamdulillah, this is inculcated in our minds. Our parents have done that, the elders, obviously the ulama have always done it. But the ulama show us how we show respect. How we show respect. For example, the Kaaba al-Musharrafa is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt. But even the ghilaf, the veil on the Kaaba. So you see people when they go towards Haramain Sharifain, how they be kissing the ghilaf, how they be respecting and showing the honor towards it as well. Similarly, the awliyaullah rahimahumullah ta'ala, they are also a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. So much so that Allah jalla wa ala mentioned in a hadith Qudsi that whoever shows hatred or enmity for a wali of mine, then I, Allah Jalla wa Ala, will declare war against
Allah.
Him. So, in this, it's a lengthy hadith, but it mentions how they gain that closeness. they perform nawafil after the obligatory actions. So this respecting Sha'irullah, then trying to follow them as well. We have to see in our life, are we fulfilling the obligation? Then after that, are we doing what the awliya Allah do and go beyond that, doing nawafil as well. Nawafil doesn't only refer to salah, could be nafli sadqa as well. Any nafli act falls into this category as well. And when we look at the Quran, subhanallah, there are examples of how those who respected the awliya Allah, or even gained closeness to them, they succeeded. Subhanallah, who doesn't know the waqiyah of the Ashab al-Kahf? It's a lengthy waqiyah. But we know that the dog of the Ashab al-Kahf, what did he do? He just sat at the threshold of that cave that they were in. He just sat there. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this act of his so much that he is close to my awliya Allah. It's mentioned on the Day of Judgment, the dog will go to Jannah as well, in the form of a human being, Bal'am bin Ba'ura, the ulama have written. So it goes to show that respecting the Sha'irullah will lead you to such maqamat, such heights and such levels. So this is why it's very, very important for us to respect Sha'irullah. And not only that, teach our children as well from a young age. And this is another thing that sadly is dying out. Meaning, what our elders taught us and the behavior, the good behavior they showed us in terms of Sha'irullah, we need to maintain that as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us love for Sha'irullah.
MashaAllah, beautiful example you have given. Even this is mentioned in Quran Pak.
Subhanallah.
So, you have gaur kare, qiyamah tak jitne Quran padhenge, us kutte ka zikr bhi padhenge. Jinko nizbat ho jati hai na, Allah walon se, Allah ki cheezon se, unki bhi izzat aur ehtiram jo hai na, uska bhi maqam kuch aur ho jata hai. Kehte na, next level pe pahunch jata hai. To apne ko adab walon mein rakhe. Ba adab, ba naseeb, be adab, bad naseeb. Ye jo hamare aas paas be adbi ka ek matlab ek kahe na ki tufaan aaya hua hai. फिर सोशल मीडिया अलग है तो अपने आप को बचाएं ऐसों की सोबत में ना रखें कहीं ईमान के लाले ना पड़ जाए मैं बिल्कुल सही अर्ज कर रहा हूं आपको ये जो डिसरिस्पेक्ट है ना ये कहीं ऐसा होता है कि इंसान का ईमान जो है ना बर्बाद हो जाता है अपने आप को अदब वालों में ही रखें जो मिलता है अदब से ही मिलता है बेअदबों को कुछ भी नहीं मिलता है अपनी जिंदगी में और अपने अतराफ में उन लोगों को दाखिल करें जो वाकई रिस्पेक्ट वाले हैं जो वाकई अदब वाले हैं बेअदबों से खुद भी बचें और दूसरों को भी बचाने की कोशिश करें ये अब दोनों
जी सही साहब इस यू नो व्हाट वी टॉकिंग अबाउट द साइंस ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला एंड देन यू टॉकिंग अबाउट दोज हु आर डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल देयर इज आल्सो दोज पीपल द पीपल ऑफ बनी इसराइल व्हेन दे सॉ द साइंस ऑफ सेना मूसा अला नबीना वल इस्लाम दे वर दोज हु रिफ्यूज्ड एंड हु डिडंट एक्सेप्ट आफ्टर इवन सीइंग द ग्रेट साइंस एंड हाउ मेनी साइंस ऑफ सेना मूसा अलैहि सलाम दे वर मेनी मिरेकल्स Due to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the staff was one, the glowing of the hand was one, the parting of the sea, and many other miracles performed by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Yet there were those people who didn't accept these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these great miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regarding them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, in verse 74, then after it, your hearts harden, so they are like rocks or even harder. And it's mentioned in the tafsir, regarding this verse that their hearts have become harder or like rocks or even harder. Why? Because they refused the signs of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the miracles which were shown by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And they, you know, even that rocks, you know, say it's up, they, you will find that at times streams will flow out of stones or rocks and they crack out of the fear of Allah or they will fall apart and these people, their hearts are even harder. So, you know, when we're talking about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're talking about these great signs, there are still people out there who will refuse or who will reject these great signs or would not accept them. And look what, when the people of Bani Israel, when they rejected, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to, regarding them? That their hearts are like rocks or even harder than that. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from such people or keeps us away from such people and gives us the ability to accept his signs, the miracles which we are seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, this is part of Iman as well, this is part of belief as well.
Abu Jahl ke haath mein kankariya kalma pad rahi, lekin wo Iman lekar nahi aa raha. Dusri taraf waise karni radi Allah ta'ala. Ab dekhe na maqam kya hai, to koshish kare ke jo Allah ki निशानियां हैं शाइरुल्लाह है उनकी रिस्पेक्ट करें उनका अदब करें मैदान है दुनिया में मेनी मेनी ग्राउंड्स थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड ग्राउंड्स अराउंड ऑल अराउंड द वर्ल्ड बट मैदान अराफात
सुभान अल्लाह
शाइरुल्लाह की एक अजीम निशानी है कि वो उसका वकूफ इमाम जाफर सादिक
رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں کہ کچھ گناہ ایسے ہیں جو وقوف عرفہ سے ہی معاف ہوتے ہیں. دنیا میں بڑے بڑے گراؤنڈ میں جا کر آپ رہ لیں, فلاں گئے مہینوں تک رکھتے رہے, کیا ہوگا؟ لیکن سلیکٹڈ ٹائم میں, وہ ٹائم بتایا گیا ہے 9 تاریخ کی جب زہر کا وقت شروع ہوتا ہے, تو اس وقت کے بعد جو داخل ہوتا ہے اس گراؤنڈ میں تھوڑی سی سیکنڈ کے لیے بھی آ جائے گا تو وہ حاجی ہو جائے گا. رکن اعظم ہے اس گراؤنڈ کے اندر آنا. آپ بولے جی میں فلاں گراؤنڈ میں ہو جاؤں, میں فلاں, کچھ نہیں ہوگا. یعنی آپ دیکھیے یہ ہیں شاعر اللہ ہمارے سامنے, کہ اس وقت آپ بولے میں فلاں گراؤنڈ میں, اس گراؤنڈ سے 1 انچ بھی باہر ہوں گے حاجی نہیں ہوگا. حاجی ہونے کے لیے عظیم رکن جو ہے وہ اس وقوف عرفات, اس میدان کے اندر آنا ہے. اور وہ اب ہمارے سامنے میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فرمایا, اللہ عز و جل یوم عرفہ سے زیادہ کسی دن بندوں کو جہنم سے آزاد نہیں کرتا. اللہ اپنے بندوں سے قریب ہوتا ہے, پھر فرشتوں کے سامنے اپنے بندوں پر فخر کرتا ہے اور فرماتا ہے یہ بندے کس ارادے سے آئے ہیں. اب غور کریں, اتنی بڑی بڑی نشانیاں, اتنی عظیم نشانیاں ہمارے سامنے, کہ میدان, بولے جی میدان ادھر بھی ہے, مسجد ادھر بھی ہے, یہ چیزیں ادھر بھی ہیں, لیکن جو اللہ عز و جل نے جن کے بارے میں بتا دیا, جن کے بارے میں اسلام کے اندر آ گیا ہے, ان کے مقام کو کچھ بھی کرنے نہیں پہنچ سکتے ہیں. آپ مکہ شریف کے ادھر چلے جائیں, حرم کے اندر چلے جائیں, اور پھر کعبۃ اللہ کے اگر حوالے سے ہم بات کریں گے تو اتنے اتنے واقعات ادھر ہیں کہ ادھر نماز پڑھو تو اتنا ثواب ہے, آپ بولے میں ادھر پڑھوں, اپنے گھر میں پڑھے تو کچھ اور ہے. لیکن کعبۃ اللہ جب آپ حرم شریف جاتے ہیں, مکہ شریف میں جاتے ہیں, تو پھر ایک نیکی 1,00,000 نیکی بن جاتی ہے. تو یہ ہوتی ہے کہ جب اللہ عز و جل سے اور اسلام کی جو چیزیں ان سے نسبت ہوتی ہے تو اس کا مقام, اس کا مرتبہ, اس کا اجر جو ہے نا وہ نیکسٹ لیول ہو جاتا ہے. اللہ ہمیں ادب کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. ایک پیکج بھی انشاءاللہ حافظ کلیم کے مدنی پھولوں کے بعد لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
جی سید صاحب, ان ریگارڈ ٹو شعائر اللہ, ان سورہ مائدہ آلسو مینشنز ولل ہدیہ ولل قلائد, دیز آر آلسو ریفرڈ ٹو شعائر اللہ. ولل ہدیہ مینس دا سیکریفیشل اینیمل that's going to be sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walal qala'id means the unique, you could say, collar they would place around the animal, the sacrificial animal, showing that this is going to be sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in haram. Now, here the Sufiya-i Kiram rahimahullah ta'ala, they say a very beautiful thing, very deep thing. They say that animal which of its, not of its own accord, meaning the animal didn't decide to, you know, put himself forward for qurbani. You know, it's us, we go out, we purchase an animal, this happens. So the animal who doesn't have intellect hasn't put himself forward to be sacrificed, but yet it's sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has that collar which shows that it's going to be sacrificed for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This animal now becomes from sha'airullah, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Sufiya say, then what about those people who throughout their lives willingly they sacrifice each and every one of their desires? Why will they not become from sha'airullah? Meaning the animal has become from sha'airullah even though we had no choice, meaning we chose to sacrifice it. But a waliullah, this is what a pious person does, he chooses to sacrifice all of his desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently throughout his life. And this is why we say that the awliyaullah are from the sha'airullah, visiting the awliyaullah. They are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gazing upon them. You know, we've heard in hadith about gazing at the face of an alim, a rightful inheritor of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, is ibadah. But what about sitting in the company of the awliyaullah? This is an important point we should take from this, that we ourselves can become from sha'airullah. How? If we sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we too can attain those ranks as well.
Subhanallah. Ji, Harun bhai kya farmate hain, 10 janwar bhi aise hain duniya mein jo Allah azza wa jal ke nek logon se nisbat rakhne ki wajah se jannat mein jayenge.
Subhanallah.
Ek janwar nisbat ki wajah se jannat mein ja raha hai, unki respect karne ki wajah se jannat mein ja raha hai, to hame aur aapko kya karna chahiye? وہ چیونٹی سلیمان علیہ السلام کا جو واقعہ ہے وہ جنت میں جائے گی نسبت کی وجہ سے. دراز گوش میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بھی نسبت کی وجہ سے جنت میں جائے گا. 10 جانور بتائے گئے ہیں جنت میں جائیں گے. تو مجھے اور آپ کو غور کرنا چاہیے ہماری کنیکٹیوٹی کتنی ہے, شاعر اللہ کے ساتھ کتنی ہے, شاعر الاسلام کے ساتھ کتنی ہے. آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سنتوں کے ساتھ کتنی ہے، قرآن پاک کے ساتھ ہماری نسبت کتنی ہے، قرآن پاک سے محبت کتنی ہے، عقیدت کتنی ہے، یہ ساری چیزیں غور کریں. اور یہ ٹاپک کا مقصد ہی یہی ہے کہ باتیں تو ہو جائیں کہ ہر چیز کو دیکھے تو کچھ سوچنے کی بات ہے کہ یہ واقعی ہے، کوئی تو ہے جو نظام ہستی چلا رہا ہے، لیکن میں نے اس سے کیا لیا ہے؟ میں اپنی زندگی کے اوپر بھی تو کوئی تھنک ٹینک بٹھا نا کہ سوچوں تو صحیح کہ بھائی ہو کیا رہا ہے، میں زندگی کیسے گزار رہا ہوں، میرا نام اچھوں کی لسٹ میں آ رہا ہے یا بروں کی لسٹ میں آ رہا ہے. اور یہ واقعات موجود ہے کہ جنہوں نے مذاق اڑایا، جنہوں نے اس طریقے کا کیا، ان کا انجام بڑا برا ہوا. معاذ اللہ ان کچھ کا انجام تو کفر پر ہوا تھا. تو اس لیے ہمیں رسپیکٹ بھی کرنی ہے اور اپنے آپ کو ادب کے دائرے میں رکھتے ہوئے اپنی سراؤنڈنگ کو بھی ادب کے دائرے میں رکھنا چاہیے. یعنی وجہ میں ادب والا ہوں لیکن میں گٹ بیٹھ ان کے ساتھ رہا ہوں جو ہے بے ادب، جو صحابہ کے گستاخ ہے معاذ اللہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. کوئی معاذ اللہ کسی کے بارے میں کوئی بات کرتے ہیں، بزرگان دین کو ماننے والے نہیں ہیں تو کس طریقے سے جو ہے وہ باتیں کرتے ہیں. تو ہمیں غور کرنے کا مقام ہے کہ جو اللہ والوں کے ساتھ جن کی نسبت ہو جاتی ہے ان کا مقام بھی کچھ ہوتا ہے. تو ان سے نسبت رکھنا بھی انشاءاللہ ہمارے ایمان کی حفاظت کا ایک اہم ذریعہ ہوتا ہے اور جنت میں جانے کا ذریعہ بنتا ہے.
No doubt, Shah Sahib, because as we know, alhamdulillah for us, we're fortunate in the sense that we didn't have to ask for or work for Islam. We, alhamdulillah, were born into Muslim families. We were fortunate enough to be blessed with iman from our forefathers. And that's why it's utmost importance for us to recognize that, to realize that, and to in a way safeguard that, because you know not every person who is born in this way or comes into existence in this way also ends in this way. You know, there are those who are born into Muslim families, they live life as Muslim, but unfortunately their end is such that they die without iman, they die as non-believers. And then there are those who spend their lives, who are born into non-Muslim households, they spend their lives, they grow up as non-Muslims, they have no idea of Islam, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of His prophets, of His times, anything. But a transformation takes place, their life turns around and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with iman and they leave this world as believers. So we have this short span of life of, you know, just a few years, if I would say, wouldn't be an exaggeration, to hold on to our iman, to make sure that we safeguard it. And as we are saying, you know, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are for us to realize from and to really ponder over. Once you know, we ponder over them and inshallah we safeguard them, then they will help us to strengthen our iman and to leave this world as Muslims inshallah. Because you know, we have all sorts. People, they die in all sorts of accidents, in all sorts of incidents. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us a safe ending and one that is upon iman as well.
Ek hamare paas inshallah package hai, wo lete hain inshallah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the 8th night of Zulhajj, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam dreamt that someone said, indeed Allah azza wa jal has ordered you to slaughter your son. From dawn to dusk, he alayhi salatu wasalam continued to contemplate whether the dream was from Allah azza wa jal or from Satan. This is the reason why the 8th of Zulhajj was named Yawmut Tarwiyah, that means the day of contemplation. On the 9th night of Zulhajj, he alayhi salatu wasalam had the same dream and was convinced that the dream was from Allah azza wa jal, which is why the 9th of Zulhajj is referred to as Yawme Arafah, that means the day of recognition. After he alayhi salatu wasalam had the same dream once again on the 10th Zulhajj, he alayhi salatu wasalam made a firm intention of sacrificing his son, which is why the 10th of Zulhajj is called Yawmun Nahar, meaning the day of slaughter. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Abhi sahab, we got about still 10 minutes left inshallah.
Ji, the greatest of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt, is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's our aqeedah, our iman, that following him is the best way. Now, we're talking about respecting, revering the signs of Allah. No doubt, alhamdulillah, every Muslim tries his utmost in this regard to honor the Sha'irullah and especially the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the true criteria, the true test is how much we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The respect is there, the reverence is there. Alhamdulillah, when we hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we kiss our thumbs, place them on the eyes, we listen to the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do all of this, Alhamdulillah, and we should continue to do so. But what about ittiba'? Ittiba'i nabawi, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and be willing to sacrifice everything for him. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in in this regard were unique. They were unparalleled, unmatched.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud Thaqafi radiallahu ta'ala, and very briefly, he, prior to becoming a Muslim, he was a spy, you could say, for the Quraysh. They would send him to different courts, different kings. He went to Caesar, he went to Najashi, he went all over the place. And then they sent him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see what's going on there, to gather information. Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is not a Muslim at this time. He goes to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what he sees there, subhanallah, is utmost adab and this willingness to do everything to gain closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning the narration states that Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu saw that the Sahaba were competing with one another for the wudu water of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing wudu ablution, and any water that would drip from his blessed body, they would compete with one another to try and attain that as tabarruk. Again, respecting Sha'ir, respecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything connected with him. The wudu water that comes from his blessed body, trying to gather it in their hands, rubbing it on their face. Whenever the halak would take place, the hair, blessed head would be shaved. Again, they would compete with one another. And the words of the haditha to the point that they were about to fight with one another. Why? Because I want this hair. I want to have this blessed hair in my possession. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum told us the way, and when Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu went back to the Quraysh and they said, what did you see? He said, I've been everywhere. I've been to Najashi, I've been to Caesar, I've been to all the courts. But never have I seen ashab, companions, respect anyone, their king, their leader, the way the companions of the Prophet ﷺ respect. So their level of respecting Sha'irullah and the greatest sign of Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, is no doubt a great lesson for all of us. We need to learn about the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and the more we learn about him, the more we follow him, the more we will pass the test in showing reverence to the greatest sign of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So again, education, knowledge of Islam, sacred knowledge will give you that tawfiq inshallah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to respect the Sha'irah to the utmost. Anything connected to the Prophet alayhi salam, the Sahaba, the Ahlul Bayt, the Tabarrukat, Alhamdulillah, we see across the world that many, many people, many Muslims are still following their elders, following the way of the elders, and we need to continue that to the next generation as well. As you said, adab is everything. La deena liman la adabala. So if you don't have adab, your claim to faith will be
invalid.
So one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is those who go to perform Hajj, they will see this blessed sign, Alhamdulillah, is Maqam Ibrahim. And also the beauty of this place is it was the stone where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stood upon to build the holy Kaaba. This is one of the signs that he was going up and down, was able to build the height of the Kaaba, the stone was going. And the other sign which was here was the footprints, the blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam came into stone. And this is a unique sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that showing that whatever Allah wills, He can make it happen. So whether it's a stone, a rock, that He can make it soft to able to take a footprint of a Prophet alayhi salam. So this is a very beautiful sign, Alhamdulillah. And we should go and see this and do the ziyarat of this and the blessing of this place, gain the blessings of these signs as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Sometimes you see certain things which make you really, you know, step back and think and wonder. Like, for example, many times you've been on an airplane as well, or you stood at the airport and you're seeing all these airplanes take off, and you're thinking, all these, you know, tons of metal put together and, you know, made in such a way that it goes to a certain speed, and when it gets to a certain speed and it takes off, it's there, it's in the sky, it's floating. How did this come about? how is it even possible? And then, you know, many other things, like, for example, when big ships are carrying, you know, tons of weight, or, you know, even within nature, and you see all these things, and one starts to ponder, even human beings, and if you start to think of all the works that happen within our body, you know, each and every single organ having its own job, working in a certain way, our heartbeat, our temperature, our pulse, etc., it really goes to, you know, show and makes one ponder upon how magnificent the Creator must be, who's put out these signs for us to realize. And like I said before, no doubt these signs are for us to use to get closer to our Lord. Because, you know, for example, sometimes we have Muslim doctors, and, you know, they see these things in a bit more depth. And, you know, if one was to hand in hand have the thought about his Creator whilst in a field like that, for example, or in another, you know, engineering, etc., they really would make one ponder and appreciate and get closer to his Lord Azza wa Jal. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes us from those who recognize these signs and use them as a means to strengthen our iman and get closer to our Lord as well.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Signs of Allah Azza wa Jal charo taraf hi hai zindagi ke. Agar barkatein leni hai to unke adab karna seekhein. और मतलब आप एक देखें ना, पानी पानी होता है, बात पे खत्म करते हैं, वाटर जो मर्जी पिए, लेकिन आप जमजम की बात ही अलग है, वो गिजा भी है, वो शिफा भी है, वो दवा भी है, वो दुआ भी है। है पानी, लेकिन उसके अंदर ये सारी चीजें हैं, गिजा भी मिलती है, शिफा भी मिलती है, दवा भी मिलती है और दुआ भी मिलती है। जो पीते हुए दुआ करो वो दुआ भी कबूल होती है, तो पीने से भूख भी खत्म होती है और शिफा भी मिलती है और साथ में जो है वो प्यास भी खत्म होती है। तो ये अल्लाह ताला की निशानियां हैं। अल्लाह ताला हमें इन निशानियों से अपने ईमान को मजीद पुख्ता करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए। कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल, सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु ताला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।
The path of knowledge